This is the BBC.
That's what it means. Mr. Sellers is really trying to sabotage the highly esteemed Goon Show. Whales. I love whales, but you rarely see them in the fish shop these days, do you? But who is that? Mr. Greensley, button up your kilt and tell the waiting masses what's the play.
Certainly. Ladies and gentlemen, that's all it means.
Can I stop that?
Yes, sir. Which way did it go?
I think we should know that. I say, look up. Remember, this is the highly esteemed Goon Show. That may be good enough for other talking wireless shows, but not for us. And therefore, let us now hear the usual ovation that greets the Goon Show! Thank you. Pull up a sock and sit down. Once I unfold the story of The Booted Gorilla, Part 1. Africa, the well-known piece of land. There in the tree forests where civilization has not touched, there as darkness falls, all one can hear is...
That's all it means. Deep in the forest, a safari slowly wands its way through the dawn's tingle.
Seagull, the heat, yes, the heat.
Get it hot.
Yes, it. It must be the heat.
Of course the heat.
It's the hottest heat we've ever had.
Yes.
These jungle roads. What a little dusty.
We can't get a cleaner.
Must be the heat.
The heat, yes. Oh, it's a bit of a fag.
What is?
Half a cigarette. The heat.
Look. Here.
The gun bearer pointed a quivering saxophone at the footprints of a gorilla. Suddenly... Behind a bush. They had stopped.
Well, most of us stop behind a bush sometime now.
Yes, but this is different.
Impossible. It must be the heat.
Look, Major. Look. Here the gorilla's footprints stop. And then they start again as boot prints.
Boots? A gorilla wearing boots? Well, if this is true, the animal is worth a fortune. A circus will give us the earth for it, even the water.
Then let's catch it.
We will catch it, even if I have to fight it single-handed.
Glad blood not add my own guts.
Why, are they showing?
Only when the sun's behind you.
Must be the heat. Now, action station for Operation Gorilla. First, Seagoon, take a letter. To Buana, grid pipes in care of the London Gorilla Collector Society, Park Lane, Wapping. Dear Snorra, I have...
Had a man uncontrollable impulse.
You silly twisted boy, you're. Now give me that axe. Now pull up a sock and sit down.
Thank you. Is this the Gorilla Collector's Society?
Yes, your cage is waiting.
I'm not a gorilla, I'm Buona Seagoon.
This takes a bit of swallowing. Perhaps he's mad.
Little does he know I'm as sane as the next fellow.
Little does he know that I'm the next fellow.
Who is this ragged goon?
Seagoon, this is Buona Eccles, the famous specimen.
Specimen of what?
We're not quite sure yet.
In bare feet for.
Poor fellow was born like it, you know.
How terribly terrible. It must be the heat.
Yes, the heat.
No! Out of business.
Yes.
I have here a message from Bloodlock in the heart of Africa.
Oh, let's have it.
Right.
Jove, yes, this. Signed, yours truly, P.S.
What beautiful handwriting. So then, you give us a plan to catch this booted gorilla.
Yes, pull up a sock and sit down.
Listeners, does it strike you as at all significant that in a story that concerns a gorilla that wears boots, Echoes is barefooted? Could it be that these clues will bear feet? Think it over while we hear from the booted mouth organist, Guana Max Geldray.
Now, this is how to catch this gorilla. All you need is a portable collapsible boot repair shop.
What for?
Dear little comrade man, that gorilla's boots can't last forever. Eventually the soles will wear out and he's bound to look for a boot repairer. Get it?
Ying Tong in live hell!
Good!
Wait! Who's going to serve behind the counter? That gorilla will be ferocious.
Now, who do I know who's a mug?
Well,
I better go upstairs and back. Splendid, splendid. Now, Seagull, you go and find a collapsible boot shop.
King Kong into life hell!
Good!
I scoured the country for a suitable shop. And finally I found one the right size in a little village in the city of East Coca.
I pick and I cobble from the break of day. Cobble all night and
good morning, sir.
All day. Cobble and cobble and I cobble away. The cobbler gay am I.
Good morning. I'm a cobbler, you know.
Really? I could have sworn you were a Nubian chicken sexer.
There is a resemblance, I must agree.
Does this wrinkled old cobbler know what he's talking about?
Yes, he knows what he's talking about.
Good, then I'll talk to him.
Splendid idea.
Pardon me, sir.
Yes, sir. You see, he answered you.
So he did. Thank you. Sir, the sign outside says his shop is for sale.
Oh, yes, yes, the proprietor put that up.
Could I speak to him, please?
Certainly, I'll get...
Wait, wait, before you get him, how much is he asking?
Well, I...
Come on, now. Here's a fiver. Hey, tell us, how much is he asking?
50 pounds.
Is that all? I was going to offer him 500. I've saved myself 450 pounds. Well, go and get him.
I am him.
What?
The price, 500 pounds.
I say, look here.
Henry, there's no paper.
Oh. Minnie, this man wants to buy the shop.
Well, they're asking 50 pounds for it, Henry, and we'll get it. If he's to go for it.
Yes, I'll try and knock him down.
Here's the hammer.
Sir, 500 pounds is too much.
Well, 450 pounds, then.
No.
I've got a 200 pounds.
No, buddy. You have to drop more. Don't be like that. Talk customers, buddy.
Yes, buddy.
There's me, buddy.
There's you, buddy.
Yes, buddy.
Very well, 100 pounds.
No, buddy. Our price is 50 pounds. You pay it or we don't sell. Take your pick.
All right, 50 pounds.
Done.
Bravo.
Gav, you Americans drive a hard bargain.
We're not Americans.
No? Those elastic studded boots have me completely fooled.
Well, we like the modern style, buddy, you know.
I'm sure you do, buddy.
Crazy, buddy, crazy.
Yes, crazy, yes. Well, there's your 50 pounds.
Oh, look, Minnie, it's all in money.
Yes, sir, I want you out of here by tomorrow.
You want us to get out?
Of course.
But we go with the shop. We're included in the price.
Dear listeners, I realize that Mr. Clun and Miss Bannister were the very people to serve behind the counter when we erected the shop in Africa.
Very well, you shall come with me.
On the outskirts of the gorilla forest, Bloodnock awaits the return of Siegel. It's a humid night, and he lays sweating on his chapoy.
Oh, this heat. Where's my lime juice? Blast those mosquitoes! What a nasty place to be bitten. I shall never sleep on my stomach again. Pour me about a peg and about a mallet.
Very good. Very well, sir.
Yes, yes. Ellington, play us a Magyar melody on your electric elephant tusk and lurgy to that.
Yeah, well.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Make her complexion like peaches and cream. Give her two lips like roses and clover. Then tell me that my lonesome nights are over. Sandman, I'm so alone. Don't have nobody to call my own. Please turn on your magic beam. Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Yes, I ain't got nobody. And nobody cares for me.
Now listen.
I'm so sad. Somebody take a chance with me. Yes, I'll sing sweet love songs, honey, all the time. If you come and be my sweet baby mine. I ain't got no. word that I'm not a rover. Till I got my loose and I go all over. Sandman, I'm so alone. Don't have nobody to call my own. Please turn on your magic beam, Mr. Sandman. Mr. Sandman. Mr. Sandman, bring me your
Seagoon, you're back at last, lad.
Yes.
You have the collapsible boots up.
And two collapsible attendants. And Mr. Crumb and a lady.
A lady? Fud me nurglers. Lay off me clean ducks and me dirty chickens.
Later, may I introduce Miss Denister.
Oh, what magical spot do you hail from?
Sangamalach docks, why?
I was asking a lady of you. Naughty man. Now, my dear, dear lady, how delightful to have a member of the opposite sex out here. Oh, what a delightful, ravishing creature you are.
No.
Do you really mean that?
No.
Wait.
What?
Is it?
Yes.
Can it be?
Is it?
Yes, it is.
Oh.
Minnie Bannister, the darling of Roper's Light Horse.
Yes.
And voted Miss Ball Curry of 1901.
Vapors. Oh, dear, dear.
I will remember.
Get dashing Dennis of the Calcutta New Followers.
Oh.
Oh, me. Back from the dead.
Are you? How long are you staying? Remember that locket of hair you gave me?
You still wear it?
Yes, it covers the bald spot on me now.
Dashing Dennis.
Oh, Minnie, my dear lady.
Dennis.
Oh, remember that last dance we had at the governor's ball in Concord?
Oh, yes. That was the night that they played. Our song.
Our song. Let us sing it again together.
You know, I don't know how we get away with it.
Plans were laid for the trapping of the gorilla. Special stout-hearted scouts were sent ahead to track it down.
Do you know something? Oh, I got a fuzzy me. But I tell you something. I do not like this stout-hearted scout part. In the dreaded jungle wearing only short trousers, harm can come to a growing lad. Sphinx. This is not the usual blue bottle entrance. Sphinx again. I must speak to the writer about getting a sucking.
You can any slander that the boot of gorilla?
No, and I did not warn you.
Oh, it's a good job I ain't wearing boots, or sure enough I'd be in that cage by now.
I should have stayed at home by the fire with Ruffio.
Oh, who's Ruffio?
That's my pussycat.
Oh. Oh, what the? What do you know? You've got a pussycat?
Yes, I have got a pussycat.
Well, I ain't got a pussycat, but I got a bunny rabbit.
Oh, I have not got a bunny rabbit.
I got one.
You got a bunny rabbit?
Yeah. You got one?
Yeah, I got a pussycat.
Oh, Well, I never knew that.
Yes, it's
Rusty. Who's that?
A pussycat. What have you got?
I've got a bunny rabbit, have you?
And here, I've got a pussycat.
What's his name?
Ruffles.
Who's that?
My pussycat.
I've got a bunny rabbit.
Just in case some stupid people didn't understand that conversation, it was briefly that Blue Bottle had a bunny rabbit, and Eccles had a pussycat called Ruffles.
I suppose the BBC do know what they're doing.
Of course they do. And so to the final dramatic scene. The night that the trap for the booted gorilla is laid.
Yes. In a clearing, we erected the boot repair shop. Inside were Mr. Crum and Miss Bannister. At midnight, the rest of us climbed up to our observation post in the trees around the boot shop. We were linked by wooden field telephone. Hello?
Mr. Deegan, the lights are fused in the shop.
I'll have them fixed.
No, tell me, what is this customer we're expecting? What does he look like?
Well, he'll be wearing a hairy coat. Okay?
Okay.
Eccles?
Not yet.
Go to the lamp store and take Mr. Crum 3 2-watt bulbs.
No, to phone blood
number. I heard you buzz, Mercatina. I heard you buzz me.
Well, buzz off. I don't want you.
Do not be cruel to Blue Butter Kings. I'm doing a man's hero's job. Make space with iron protruding jaw like Anthony Steele, but stops at sea caller.
Well, any signs of the gorilla?
No, it's very dark. But me and Eccles is still watching.
But Eccles is here.
Oh. There?
Yes.
And who's this sitting on the branch next to me?
Quick! Everyone to the rescue! You down and...
Okay. Promise you won't drop me.
Of course not. Just wait till I brush Blue Bottle. Blue Bottle was up the tree with a gorilla. I just caught something that jumped in the tree. Blue Bottle's still up the tree. So the person I'm brushing down...
I didn't swing you. You let me sub to the ground. Points a dirty big lump on grass. Picks up Lucy. Hey. Hey. You're not my captain.
All right, I'm coming, lad. All's well. Oh, the blood knuckle soon fix that naughty thing.
Chapter 11.
Help! Save us!
Hello?
Mr. Deegan, I'm speaking from the shop. The gentleman with the hairy coat is here.
Look, he's got the gorilla in the shop. Mr. Crown?
Yes?
Keep him there.
Oh, I think he wants to stay.
Why?
He's standing on my head.
Quick! Quick to the shop! See anything through the window?
No, the shop's in complete darkness. Must be the heat.
I just bought them light bulbs for the shop.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you'd better go inside and put them in, hadn't you?
Okay, yeah.
I say, Captain, you won't have a rotten swan, Captain, sending him in there with that gorilla alone?
Well, you go in with him then.
I can't.
Why not?
I'm a rotten swan too.
He's gone in.
Do you think they're fighting in there?
Oh,
Okay, stop.
Let's go in. You keep me covered with that blank check.
Yes.
Good heavens, look. Look. The gorilla bound foot and mouth. Who did this?
I gave him the old one too, buddy. Yes.
Did you? Well, where's Echo?
The tide ran out after Mr. Crumb.
Wait, wait. This is the gorilla. This one's got bare feet. Look. The booted gorilla chasing Mr. Crumb.
Then who's this poor idiot lying cussed up on the floor?
Guess who?
Last order, please.
That was the Goon Show, a recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Beecham, and Spike Milligan, with the Remington Quartet and Max Gilray. The orchestra was conducted by Wally Stott, script by Spike Milligan and Eric Sykes, announcer Wally Greenplay, the program produced by Peter Beecham.